It is 2 p.m. on the last Wednesday of the month, which means that you're listening to Lyrics We Love on CITR 101.9 FM, located on the occupied traditional, ancestral, and unceded territories of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. If you did not already know, unceded means stolen, and this land was never given up by the Musqueam First Nation, but rather was stolen by the Canadian government. We, CITR, also broadcast as far out within the colonially labeled city of Vancouver, which is occupied, unceded, stolen territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. I, myself, am mixed settler and Latinx. I was born and raised on a Treaty 7 territory, which is Calgary, Alberta, and I am also a fourth-year student here at UBC studying film production and sociology. My name is Francis, and I use they pronouns. Today's episode, it's December 25th, so naturally we're going to do an Antichrist episode. To those who celebrate, Merry Chrysler, but also, you know, traditionally Christmas is a very religiously fueled holiday, and I celebrate Christmas for the aspect of family and community and just like chilling, but I do not celebrate the more Jesus is Lord aspect of this day. So for the next hour, we're gonna listen to some anti-religious music. I've had an interesting relationship with religion. I grew up Seventh-day Adventist, not by choice, but purely based off of environmental circumstances. And I absolutely hated it. I hated every minute of it. I went to private school in Calgary, Chinook Winds Adventist Academy, despised it. It was literally the worst possible place that I could be as a little closeted queer. But, you know, people's relationship with religion can be complicated. My relationship with religion is I don't like it. And, yeah, that this hour is going to be dedicated to not Christmas music, but rather some Antichrist lyrics. So starting us off, we're going to listen to The God That Failed by Idols. And then we're also going to listen to Satan by Andy Schaaf. I absolutely love the lyrics to Satan. They really ring true in so many ways and remind me of many nights growing up when I wasn't allowed to celebrate Halloween because of religion and just like what that felt like. Satan, Andy Schaaf, really excited to play that guy. And then we're also going to hear I Believe in Rock and Roll by La Femme, and then we'll circle back and talk about some of the lyrics there. So coming up here is The God That Failed by Idols.
We'll be right back. Don't watch yourself, watch the movie. This only happens for a little while. Because Satan is waiting with Halloween candy. The best parts make you sorry. All of the worst parts make you strong. And Satan is waiting with heroin candy. Disciplined life, and at the end I'm taking my shoes off and jumping on in. One invitation, one bite-sized bar. Would you like to come swimming in a big lake of fire? One long disciplined life, and at the end I'm taking my shoes off and jumping on in. Satan is waiting
you just heard The God That Failed by Idols, followed by Satan by Andy Schaaf, and then that last one most recently was by a band called La Femme, and the track is called I Believe in Rock and Roll. Starting with the Idols track, it's like a cover of an original Metallica song from like the early 90s. And it's like off of an album called the Metallica Blacklist, where various artists like kind of took their own spin on this song and like covered tracks from Metallica's self-titled album. So it's like a tribute album, essentially, where many bands recorded and released Metallica tribute songs. And yeah, it was kind of like an illustration of how Metallica like influenced various artists. And yeah, it wasn't just the track The God That Failed that artists tributed, but a handful of other songs, like, you know, the classic Enter Sandman. Like Mac DeMarco has an Enter Sandman cover, Weezer has an Enter Sandman cover as well. Pup did Holier Than Thou. Yeah, there's like Portugal the Man did Don't Tread on Me. There's a lot. Phoebe Bridgers also did Nothing Else Matters. I feel like it's probably very interesting to listen to, like, all the different bands that tributed all these different tracks. But yeah, the lyrics in that track, OG by Metallica but covered by Idols, like, I mean, there's quite a few. I see faith in your eyes, never hear the lies. I hear faith in your cries. Broken is the promise and betrayal. Follow the God That Failed. After that, we heard Satan by Andy Schaaf. I think, like, this is the song that I was most excited to play on today's episode, just because, like, both the lyrics in this song and also, like, the context behind, like, Andy Schaaf's musical, like, foundation. He was born in Saskatchewan and was raised religiously. He was born in Estevan, Saskatchewan, and he attended Christian school growing up, same as I, unfortunately. And yeah, he like started out as a Christian worship band drummer. And he's very like, I'm reading off of an Exclaim article here. Written by, let me scroll to the top. Where's the name? Emily Hans Camp, an Exclaim article titled Andy Schaaf is Trying to Live Like a Successful Dentist, published in 2023. But yeah, so it kind of gives about like a bit of context in terms of like Andy Schaaf's foundation as like a Christian drummer, Christian worship band drummer. But he is no longer religious and left the church in his early 20s. And one of the, like, reasons that he says why he decided to not, like, continue in his faith is his, like, lack of understanding of why, like, a religious entity, quote-unquote God, would, like, allow for one person to suffer and another person to not, like, ignoring some civilians and then like allowing other people to prosper with evil, and like essentially like an existential, it's said here, an existential grocery list kind of questionnaire of like why, you know, like it doesn't make, to me either, it doesn't make any sense. Like it just, it's such a sexist and like classist ideology. I mean, I can really only speak to the Christian faith, which Andy Schaaf was also raised in, but it just doesn't really make sense when you think about it. Like, why would someone in power, like, in such an ethereal, like, overarching sense, just allow people to be abandoned in their suffering? Like, make that make sense. It doesn't. But yeah, in another article here, he quote-unquote says, like, that religion is just an aspect of his life that's creeping into his writing. Because, like, in Norm, his album Norm, that is the most recent album, God is the narrator. And this is off of a Portland Monthly post by Matthew, Feb 2023. But yeah, I feel like Andy Schaaf's religious upbringing and background information is like, it's to me, it's fascinating, especially given this song in particular and Norm, his album. The lyric in Satan that like I really, really, there's quite a few, but like, don't watch yourself, watch the movie. And I think to somebody listening who like kind of just celebrated Halloween like every other kid did, which is like you dress up, you go get candy. Like I was stripped of that growing up. As are many folk who are raised in a Christian ideology, because in Christian ideology, Halloween is like the day of Satan and like worshiping like the devil. So what we would do on Halloween, instead of like going and having a lot of fun with the homies and like getting a bunch of candy, we would like turn the lights off in the front door of the house and put on a movie and just like watch a movie and ignore like the few folks that rang the doorbell. And I feel like that's what this song is about, like, because it's just so niche, especially with like the follow-up lyric there being because Satan is waiting with Halloween candy. It just makes sense. And then another lyric here that I think is so gorgeous and like it's so beautiful but also so sad. Like I have this memory of like one time being on like the 99, like window seat on the 99, like looking out the window. It was raining. It was just such a moody moment. And like hearing this lyric, like it was hard to not cry on the 99, because it just like, I don't know. It's just for me, it just felt like it connected so deeply. One long disciplined life. And at the end, I'm taking my shoes off and jumping on in. One invitation, one bite-sized bar. Would you like to come swimming in the big lake of fire? I just love that so, so, so much. Like, it's like, I think the taking off the shoes is the like, goodbye, Jesus. Like, I'm choosing happiness and I'm choosing wellness and I'm choosing to like express my queerness without like fear. Maybe in the context of Andy Schaaf, it's not that, but that's how I feel when like, that's what this lyric kind of means to me. Because religion is a discipline, honestly. Like, living religiously is a disciplined life. And, like, taking your shoes off and jumping on into, like, what the world has to offer outside of that, I think is what is being touched upon here. And, yeah, that's that on that, honestly. And then, lastly, the last song that you heard there was the song by La Femme. And what I really love about this track in terms of the lyrics is some people of the past pay for freedom. Some people destroy under the name of God. And why would you believe in Jesus? The church bells shine, but I decline. And yeah, it's just very on theme for today's episode of Antichrist Lyrics. Next up, I'm going to play a few tracks. Guided by Angels by Emil and the Sniffers. Combat Baby by Metric. Self by No Name. Here Comes the Nighttime by Arcade Fire. And then lastly, Oh Anna by Mother Mother. But I'm going to be playing the 2005 demo version, which was just released last month, November 15th. Here is Emil and the Sniffers, Guided by Angels.
Heavenly, the angels guide me. We used to leave the blue lights on, and there was a beat. Ever since you have been gone, it's all caffeine-free, faux punk fatigue. Said it all before. They try to kick at their feet.
Maybe this is an album you listen to in your car when you're driving home late at night, really questioning every guy, religion, Kanye bitches. Maybe this is an entrance before you get to the river, a heaven before the heathen, no reason for you to like me. Maybe this your wife, he just went in a clean divorce, the baby ain't really yours, it's really for baby's teeth and the chicken wings under season. Y'all really thought a bitch couldn't rap, huh? Maybe this your answer for that, a crack era with a Reagan administration that niggas are still scared of. Nah, actually, this is for me. This one for TT at the lake serving the mac and the cheese. This one a small apology for all the calls that I screamed. Mr. Money Man, Mr. Everyday, he got me. Mr. Wiping Me Down, Mr. Me Love, Mr. Miyagi. Miscellaneous, Mr. Molly inside my sake. Incredible, incredible emptiness in my body. Heaven's only 4 feet tall, I set my ringer to it. Fuck your rapper, homie, now his ass is making better music. My pussy teaching ninth grade English. My pussy wrote a thesis on colonialism in conversation with a marginal system in love with Jesus. And y'all still thought a bitch couldn't rap, huh? Maybe that's your answer for that. Good pussy. I know niggas only talk about money and good pussy.
We'll be right back. How about hosting your own show? At CITR, you can make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From news, art, sports, to gender empowerment, accessibility, music, and the BIPOC collective, there's definitely something for everyone. Explore new worlds both virtually and at our station, and be prepared to have a blast with some new pals. For more information or to join, please visit citr.ca/get involved.
Nothing goes together better than live music and a beer. Or two. Or five. Wait a minute. An estimated 886,000 Canadians age 15 and older abused or were dependent on alcohol in 2012. 1 in 7 Canadians age 15 years and older experience verbal, emotional, and physical abuse as a result of another person's drinking. Make sure a fun night out doesn't ruin everyone else's, or your own. If you see yourself or someone you know slightly off-key, help everyone out and step in. After all, you want to be able to remember the show tomorrow morning.
Where do you go to cry? Where do you go to scream? Where do you go to sing at the top of your lungs and play instruments and be free? You can join UBC Cry Club. UBC Cry Club provides instruments and a judgment-free zone for people to let loose and be free using music as therapy. UBC Cry Club meets at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays at the Fraser River Parkade. For more information, go to M01E on Instagram.
Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Lyrics We Love, a show all about lyrics and why we love them. You most recently heard Oh Anna, the 2005 demo release by Mother Mother. There was quite a few songs by Mother Mother that could have fit into the theme of today's episode, which is Antichrist. And also like borderline religious trauma. the lyric in here, I think why I chose this song, first of all, is because it was most recently, posted, on Spotify and like other streaming platforms. And you know, you want to play new music when you're, you know, playing things on the radio, ideally. So I have a tendency of playing a lot of old stuff, but yeah, I wanted to play something new, and this was like a perfect bridge between, it's an old track and it's an old demo, but it was just recently released. And another, like, one of the fundamental reasons why I really needed to be playing Mother Mother at some point in time on today's episode is because they were the first band that I ever listened to, like, after kind of being allowed to not be religious anymore. Yeah, however you want to interpret that sentence, it's a long story. But essentially, when I was, like, 14, 15, I was no longer, like, forced to practice Seventh-day Adventistism. And I had only listened to, like, Christian rock, essentially, like, until that point, because I wasn't allowed to listen to anything else, like, any other media that wasn't, like, Christian. And Mother Mother, shout out Robin Gamel from Calgary. We were, like, going swimming with one of my friends, Hayden, also shout out Hayden, in, like, middle school or maybe, like, the first year of high school. I guess 15 is probably, like, the first year of high school or maybe last year of middle school. And, yeah, like, after going for a swim, we, like, Robin Gamel, like, asking me about, like, bands that I had listened to. And, like, all the ones that he listed off, I was like, no, I've never heard of any of these bands. Like, you don't understand. Like, I can't listen to music. But, yeah, I think Mother Mother was my, like, gateway band into, like, music that... I don't want to use the word normal, but, like, non-religious music. And, yeah, it, like, legitimately changed my life. It was a big moment. Like, he listed off a bunch of bands, and the one that stood out to me was Mother Mother, I think because of the, like, repetitiveness of the name. And then I just started listening to them, and I was like, wow, this is awesome and good and great. But the lyric in O Anna that, like, I guess is kind of, like, anti-religious is not, like, fundamentally anti-religious at face value, but, like, it plays with kind of, like, the autonomy of God, the sense of, like, complete control over existence, a little bit, like, of a content note regarding, like, self-harm. This song is, I think, from what I've read, is predominantly about anorexia and, like, the kind of, like, self-harm and disordered eating involved with that, and the, like, I'll play God. In the song, there's lyrics, I'll play God, I'll be God, I'll fake God, in terms of interpretation to, like, taking control of their life in kind of a way that, like, God takes control over things. And the interplay here between, like, the narrator's desire to change this disordered behavior, but also the helplessness involved in that, in the, like, I'll play God is a little bit more optimistic, I'll fake God is a little bit more cynical. I also, like, went on Reddit because I was just like, I was trying to find the Mother Mother songs that discussed religion. So in our Christianity, the, like, subreddit Christianity, I'm just gonna read this out. 7 months ago, AbleBus331 on Reddit said, is it okay to listen to the band Mother Mother? Today I was scrolling on TikTok and saw the song Oh Anna by Mother Mother. I enjoyed the song but never realized the first few lyrics were I'll be God. They wrote G/D, so G-O-D. They didn't even put the O. They had to bleep out the O. I always thought it was gone, not God. And now I'm questioning if I should listen to the song or the band anymore. And yeah, I thought that was really interesting because for me, when I heard Oh Anna for the first time, I didn't even really think about that. Like, there are some other tracks, for example, God's Plan off of Grief Chapter, the album Grief Chapter. And the track Little Pistol by Mother Mother also has a lyric that says, I found Jesus, what a liar. Iconic. I would say more so tackles the, like, topic of religion, but I think it is still very fascinating that a random Christian person out there on Reddit questioned their ability to engage with and enjoy the music of Mother Mother due to this song, Oh Anna, and therefore that's why it's here in this episode. Prior to Oh Anna, the song that was played was, let me find it, Here Comes the Nighttime by Arcade Fire. The lyric here that I think is worth mentioning is, when they hear the beat coming from the street, they lock the door. But if there's no music up in heaven, then what's it for?
This reminds me of like listening to music with my dad, because we would listen to Arcade Fire quite a bit. And I think one of the like primary things that we both, like my dad and I, experienced growing up Seventh-day Adventist was the inability to listen to music and the like control and censorship revolving around media in general. And yeah, like straight up, like if there's no tunes up in heaven, like if heaven exists and yet there's no tunes, like sorry, I don't want to be there. Like I would rather not. Also, just in the kind of like discussion of Arcade Fire, it is very important to mention that there has been allegations against Wynn Butler, the lead singer of Arcade Fire. Four people accused him of behaving inappropriately regarding like sexual assault and unsolicited sexual text messages, as well of a lack of consent. I'm not a believer in separating the art from the artist. But I am a believer in awareness and choice and choosing when and how to support and engage with music or any form of art that is connected to harm, especially if you take into consideration, like, for example, like Stanley Kubrick or like JPEG Mafia, Rex Orange County, Cody Ko, like the list goes on. But I think it was just important that including this song, I also mention the controversy around Arcade Fire. We also heard Self by No Name, and there were two segments here of lyrics that relate to today's theme. The first one, swearing warning, because it's before 9 p.m., but just a little heads up, I'm about to use some profanity. My pussy wrote a thesis on colonialism in conversation with a marginal system in love with Jesus. And then another lyric towards the top of the song. Maybe this is the album that you listen to in your car when you're driving home late at night, really questioning every God, religion, Kanye bitches. Yeah, question God and question Kanye, because they both are not kosher. And yes, I see the irony in that statement and I love it. Before that song, we also heard Combat Baby. And this is anti-religious in a very much more interpretive way. I think the lyric here of like Combat Baby, you said you'd never give up easy, reminds me of like getting kicked out of Seventh-day Adventist school, for example, and like challenging religion and faux punk fatigue. Just like punks in general, I feel like is anti everything establishment, anti institution, anti anything that's oppressive in any way. And then last lyric here in this track is quote unquote easy living crowd so flat. And that just really kind of reminds me of like the type of folk who are like interested in the nuclear family and like going to bed at 9 p.m. And it's a very common thing that you see, at least that I saw growing up in like Christian like family structures. And then the first song of the bunch was Guided by Angels by Emil and the Sniffers, who BT Dubs are coming to play a show in Vancouver next year, 2025, at the PNE. I think it's going to be so good. I literally cannot wait to throw out my neck in the pit. And the lyric here is, guided by angels, but they're not heavenly. And like, yes, queen. Yes, diva. Like, we have, even if you're not religious, or even if, I mean, if you are religious, you're probably not listening anymore. But like, yeah, even if you're not religious, like, you can still be spiritual. And like, there are, like, for example, I love me an angel number. Like, if I see a 222, like, best you believe, I'm snapping a pic and I'm like freaking out and I'm being like, hell yeah, like, I am surrounded by the divine. And the divine is not Jesus or God, but some other power, some other force. Yeah, I really love that lyric, guided by angels, but they're not heavenly. They're something else. Anyways, I have been yapping for a minute, so let's get back into some music. We've got Take Your Mask Off from Tyler, the Creator's latest album. This song is an encouragement towards like being authentic to yourself, and is also a critique to middle-class kids that want to act ghetto, as well as priests that spread religious hypocrisy. And so that's the reason for including this track today. Then we've also got Into Fire by the band Yell Fire and John Pettibone. I hope you've enjoyed this Antichrist Christmas hour. And yeah, you've been listening to Lyrics We Love. Here's our last two tracks.
Big guns, what you got, huh? Slat, slat, and pop back at the ops, huh? gang this and you gang that. Don't let them know that you regret how you became that. A good kid, fine home, mom and dad in the pic. A little middle class money, every Christmas legit. Family trips, I be bound one day, hit a switch. You ain't wanna be seen as a bitch, cuz. And none of them face tats gon' hide the fact that you sad, bruh. You ain't a thug, you was a drama club, you's an actor. But now, cuz, getting validation from the dumb and confused. Now you facing 5 to 10, cuz you had something to prove. Let's talk about it.
Find yourself. I hope you find yourself.
Yeah.
I hope you take your mask off.
Sad story. Yeah. Preach, man, preach. You make these folks think you got something to teach, like you ain't lying. Big bank from them collections, but what you buying? Ain't too fond of them gauge, you don't deny it. Wait, since a kid, you knew something was up. Had you thinking God would hate you, so you covered it up. Gotta hide how you live, what you really enjoy. So got a wife, got a kid, but you be fucking them boys. Sick of all the shame, sick of all the pain that's within. Scared of being seen, tired of rebuking a sin. Traded all to be free and shine bright like the sun. But you back on that religion shit as soon as you come. Let's talk about it.
I hope you find yourself. I hope you find yourself. I hope you take your mask off.
Big ass house that's on the hill. Big ass wheels in the garage. 3 cute kids that's in your arms. Your husband just made another meal. You want your life back in a massage. Tired of being at home. Personality gone. Body ain't been the same. Postpartum is long. Your identity gone. Mama, your first name. Your last one got changed. They dream about your nest, but you crave flying alone, man. You would start all over if we keeping it real. Current life is full, but you ain't feeling fulfilled. Fantasize about the dream you left on the shelf. Can't even get a long time to think of killing yourself. Let's talk about it.
I hope you find yourself.
Eyes feeling narrow.
I hope you find yourself. I hope you take your mess off.
Keep that shit 100 with you, with self. You don't have to put on no costume. You don't ever have to lie to kick you.
Yeah. Two won't stay hard, pain in your chest. Hair falling out, won't blame it on the stress. Claim it's new partners, blame it on your ex chest. Claim it's reflex, try to blame it on the cook. Look, boy, keep running, you'll be cramping in your foot. Nervous, then you notice ain't no service on the hook. Paranoid since 19, nervous system shook. Better sit the fuck down or that skull getting took. That's $10 million invested, no justifying that. Trying to sell them wet ass clothes, nobody buying that. Sentiment is right, but your audience isn't racked enough. That shit is a failure, my nigga, go ahead and pack it up and put it in the trunk. You talk a lot of shit to not even be number one. Your beats ain't placing, them songs ain't slapping. Your raps ain't ranking, your stage presence don't even be in they conversation. Go home. You ain't gotta hide from the truth. Tell your family why you such a recluse. Tell your spirit why you feeling it's a rap in the booth. Dog, how dare you try to ruin her marriage? Claim you never wore a mask and how you don't get embarrassed. Boy, you selfish as fuck. That's really why you scared of being a parent. Boy, that therapy needed, I dare you to seek it. But I lose a bet. Your respect won't get given till we posting your death. It's clear you wish you got your flowers sent. You eat and fertilize it, a balance shit. Now go and stand in the sun and use them fake tears to water your roots. Take that mask off and tell the truth, let's talk about it, nigga.
I hope you find yourself, and I hope you find yourself. I hope you take your mess
off. Yeah. I'm gonna do it raw. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay, okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go.
Greetings. This is Bron Halpin, a.k.a.
Bron Sense.
From Toronto. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.